Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing bring in.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
To the Healing Fountain Show. This is week 195, so it'll shortly be our bicentennial, and that's in 5 weeks. But in the meantime, we do have a fabulous guest for you today, and we've got our brilliant medium, Jethro E. Smith, Psychic Jethro, and I'm sure he's well known to many of you out there. We've got loads of people in the chat room who I know have heard Jethro before, and it won't be the first time he's been here on the Healing Fountain. But we're crossing dimensions, timelines, and even oceans to co-create this show with everyone who will be on it tonight, including over there in the USA, Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
We cross timelines, oceans, continents, everything.
Yeah. Dimensions.
Yeah. You gotta love technology. Hello, hi everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. And yeah, we've got an exciting show with our guest Jethro Smith, who got back with us today, and it's an exciting show. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Well, I do know that Jethro has also had a near-death experience, as I have. And so before we bring him on the show and any callers as well, we've already got about six lined up, we're going to play a song. It's called I'm Alive, and I'm going to play this because, being that I had a near-death experience, I know that all our loved ones who have passed over to spirit want us to know that they're alive. And we'll prove it when we connect with them. We get those. Oh, she's coming on the motorbike.
I can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
Celine Dion. Fantastic. Well, it's there's a very exciting atmosphere today, and we've already got six callers on. Hi, Mara Lee. Somebody's written in the chat room saying hi to me. So hi, everybody in the chat room, and hi, everybody out there in the radio. Because
hi, everyone.
We're gonna, yeah, say hi to Gary. We're going to bring Jethro on stage. Sorry. You can tell I used to be a compere, didn't you?
Well, it's kind of a stage. It's the theater of the mind.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I used to do comparing, and I used to bring them on stage, you see. So here we go. We're bringing them on air now instead. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Jethro,
very good.
How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Jen. This is feeling so good to be back with Healing Fountain and just having fun. You guys are always so positive and welcoming. It just puts you in a good frame of mind. It's a good working situation.
Great. Well, we've got, you wanted to just say a few words about your work. We've got a sound loop. Did you come in via the show page? If you did, you need to scroll up the page and mute the player.
Okay. What I'm coming in from right here is I'm coming in through here on the Healing Fountain, and I hope that everybody can hear me. Is that all right?
That's
yes,
okay.
Gary's just
it's
fine.
You've got a loop as well, Gary, and I have.
It's pretty wild. I want to thank everybody.
Yeah, it's coming from somewhere. I'm not sure exactly. Somebody has their speakers on, but you know, coming through their speaker back into the microphone somehow. But anyway, it's not so much the word disruptive. So could you, Jeff, just tell us a bit about your background and how you got started in all this?
No problem. I am Jethro. How I got started was I was born with this ability to be able to see energies, and I would see auras and energies at church and other places we went with individuals. And my godmother was working with me at a young age to pretty much, she allowed me to experience the psychic side of it, but it was kept secret because in that day and times it was very looked upon very bad, that if you had this ability, something had to be wrong with you. And I wondered now in the days maybe they were right, but what was ironically, as things started to go on, my ability got stronger, and then I had my experience that I'm drowned at a young age, and when I drowned, they revived me back, and the angels, after I was put back into my body, I was able to then hear, and I had clear audience and able to hear the angels and guides tell me not only my future, but other future people and events that were going to happen in the future for people who came and talked to me. So since that time, I have learned to take this to a level where I work with it, and I pride myself on it for all the years to make it not only very true, accurate, but responsible to heal others with what the guides call, I call it my gift. And I'm very proud to say I'm one of the American Federation psychics. We're the top true, accurate, guaranteed psychics in the world. And we're working now on our foundation and putting together a place where people can come and not only show their psychic abilities, but also learn and work together to be a positive influence in others' lives.
Wow. Amazing. So tell us about your book, Jethro.
My book talks about my first experiences. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm, and it starts out with me with my first teacher and Meg, my godmother, telling me, you know, don't say that in church. Why are you seeing the gentleman, or you know, with the widow? And I, you know, told him what he had said to me. And everybody was like, ah, and then it finishes up and it goes into some of the extra parts of how I learned to use other abilities. And I, you know, with the teacher who came later into my life, and very fun book. I've had a lot of people tease me. They said it's a very positive light read, but it gives a lot of information on those with gifts, how to utilize them.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So, if you want to contact Jethro, or if you'd like to purchase his book, get on www.jethrosmith.net website. Okay. And if you'd like to bring the first caller on, Gary, do you want to start straight in there, Jethro?
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
Lined up.
Good.
Okay.
Yes, I'll go ahead and do that. We'll go ahead and get the first caller. From the
brilliant,
315 area code, 315, you're on air with Jethro Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Annette and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Annette.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
So, did you have a particular question for Jethro?
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me anything from what my spirit guides have to say.
Sure, Annette, I can do that. And what I'm feeling with you as you were talking and speaking here, the guides were telling me that you're in a part of your life where you're, I feel like there's been some waiting. I feel like you have some apprehension here. It's been, I wouldn't say it's been dry weather there, but they're telling me you've been pretty much, you're in need of some blessings is what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are saying that. And Annette, as I'm picking up energy here, I am going to get a favor, if you don't mind letting me talk to me just a minute here so I can pick up with your guides and get their permission to see what your future holds. If you'd let me know maybe your date of birth. I apologize having to ask that of a lady, but that's usually the way they'll give me more closer personal with you.
It's okay. 12/13/59.
Okay. What I'm feeling here with you, Annette, is they're telling me that your spirit guides are telling me that it is going to change. You went through a part of some situation there that has been physically taking its toll on you. You had to just say no, and they keep telling me that it was not too long ago that you kind of decided to let it, like, it all fall. They said everything just kind of happened, and people were kind of upset because you were the responsible one, and you couldn't take it anymore. It was too much on your, too much stress to take care of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling, and it was the right thing to do, because now you're coming back even stronger, and I feel the angels are telling me that your work is going to be even better. They're showing me, I keep seeing a male relationship here that something had to happen, and it didn't happen. I feel like the person was, like, they were around you, they were going to be with you, they weren't, and this person is now, I feel, is at a different part of life with you than you were maybe even a good 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one thing I was going to ask is, all of a sudden, we were going to get married, and I was going to move out of state to be with him, and all of a sudden the doors just turned right around, and he won't even talk to me or take my text or anything.
That's what I got. This is good to first time read with you, and the angels are telling me, you know, picking up the energy with you, that it was that time back then that this happened. And what was odd is there's no reason for this. This was just all of a sudden up. Nothing, just dry, they said. It just all of a sudden he did this. I do feel in his benefit that even though he's not a gentleman, he's not getting with the fact that you two are not done in relationship. The angels and the guides are telling me this is part of the sadness is his free will of stepping back. I don't feel that it's for another woman. I do feel that it's his own inadequacies, because it was getting stronger. It's like he started really feeling like he really loved you. It was very strong right before he stepped back.
Mm-hmm. I've been told this before, and he does have health problems and a lot of other personal problems, like the child custody and things like that.
And it's so sad because, you know, the honesty is the best policy. The guide said, had he sat down with you and did this discussion about what's going on with his health, and you did know there was stuff, but it's gotten a lot worse. The angels are telling me that he did this out of the love for you, and he did this out of stepping back by, it'll hurt a little bit, but I just got to do this. It really, it's so horrible, because it's like what he's done is he's done odd karma between the two of you, because you're an understanding woman and you weren't born yesterday. The guys are saying you would have been able to understand him and work with him because you still love him in your heart, and it's just, I can feel it. They said that I do see him, I do see some other things happening with him coming back around. His health is also going to get better. He has to know and believe in the light that it's going to be better, and it feels like he got disgusted, you know? It feels like it was just so much. Mm-hmm. And I feel an ex relationship is like stirring it up. I feel like she doesn't want him, but she knew something with you, and I keep hearing that was part of, like, somehow she was trying to fight with him for custody, and she somehow, I don't feel that she could blackmail him or intimidate him, but I do feel she put some things out there that gave him the impression that he needed to not be in a relationship right then, and it was the wrong thing. He played right into her hands. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was his ex-wife that they're fighting over custody over his youngest daughter?
I do. I do feel that, and I do feel that she's not a good individual. I'm going to be blunt in my own opinion, but also what the angels said, they said she's a confused individual. She needs prayers sent to her, and I feel that you're the light in his life. You guys have a story that could make a beautiful song, a beautiful movie, is that you two got together in love. He does have some health things. He became very stressed. He saw when you and him were getting closer that you were being affected by the stress, and so he decided the higher thing to do was to cut all connections, but he didn't. He just stepped completely back, and you've been, the sense is happening, you've been going, you know, this isn't done. The angels are telling me that I do feel that you two are going to have some other contact later, and I do feel the really horrible part of it is he's going to have to get your permission to kind of forgive. I feel you're hurt. I don't blame you. This was not right. I'm not saying it's right. I just feel that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So do you see us being together like we had talked? We were talking about marriage even.
I see you two being together again. They said that you're going to be going to working on it. I do see that because of all this that's happened this other time, I do see that there's been another change in this. There's something that's happened very bad for him over the custody. Something, they're telling me, the guide, is that he had some kind of dishonesty or something brought to court, and he's having worse problems with this. And so what I see happening is it keeps getting delayed. That's part of why you haven't had the contact. I mean, here you are in June.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. Yeah.
When do you feel that we would get back together?
The guides are telling me that what's going to happen is you and him are going to be making some other contact. I do feel that he's going to be in contact with you. It's like they said it would come through a text and then some other work, and really just wanting to talk and be with you and explain some of it. I do feel it's going to, you know, you are a forgiving person because you haven't, your heart's never changed for him. I'm praying to the guides to show me another course for you, but they keep saying that he's going to contact back and that you're going to work with him on forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a tough
like you
story,
said, I am very hurt, you know. Because we had gone through another trial period that, you know, we broke up, and then I thought that we were right on the road to healing and everything, and then all of a sudden, wham, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Really.
That doesn't sound like
story.
It's over. So hang in there. You know.
Yeah.
That's okay. Amazing.
And thank
well,
you
I
so
thank
much
you so much for taking off. Thank you
Thank
so
you
much.
Calling.
Thank you, Annette.
Have a good day. Thank you so much.
You too. We'll just put you on hold while we bring our next caller on. We've got people queuing up here, so we'd like to get straight on with area code 201. Are you there? What's
Hello?
Your name and where are you calling from?
Brittany from New Jersey.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Brittany.
Sorry, I can't quite catch your name.
It's Brittany.
Brittany.
Oh, Brittany. Hi,
oh, hi Brittany.
Brittany
from New
calling.
Jersey.
Yes.
You're live on air with
Hi.
Jethro.
Hi,
welcome
how are
to
you?
The show. And if you want to just, keep chatting for a minute while Jethro picks up some information from your spirit guide, because he needs to hear your voice.
Sure.
So, have you had a lovely day?
Yeah. It's nice. It's a nice day in New Jersey.
Oh. Is there a particular question for Jethro?
I'm at a crossroads. I kind of had like a whirlwind of the last few months, just with everything. And, it's kind of the common, I don't want to say the common storm, because it seems to be, hopefully, knock on wood, everything's over. But it seems kind of stagnant. Like nothing's really, tricking back up, you know, once you reach your low point and then you're supposed to reach, you know, back up. I'm kind of just waiting for things in all aspects of my life to kind of pick up again.
Yeah. Are you still there, Jethro?
Oh, I'm still here, and I thank you, Brittany, and I'm feeling the energy here with you. The guys are showing me that we need to talk a little bit about your ability. You have a sensitivity of your own. You've always been able to sense energy here. I'm getting a very positive situation that you, ever since you were a child, you've been able to just feel your gut feeling, your intuition. You're very sensitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I feel, and what I'm picking up with the angel with you is that you've been experiencing what I consider the new awakening with the angels. It's like there's energy happening there. I could feel
that's
it. Thank you.
That's got me through.
I'm so impressed. I'm very light worker too, and I want to thank you because the angels are showing me you're giving me energy, the light, and they're telling me that it's going to be very good for you. There's some other situations that are going to happen. I see you not only having a very good positive life, but they keep showing me that you are going to have children later on. This is not. Some people, this is an odd situation to bring up, but they said for you, you need to know that you will have children, not child, but children later.
Okay.
And they're telling me later with you and the energy is that the person you are going to be with will be a very positive, kind individual. I feel you will have a choice between two admirers later.
That sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar. Oh, now we
it's
find
always,
out.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. It's. They said that the guys are telling me that this is going to be, right now they want you to laugh, dance, enjoy life a little bit, take it a little cash. You were through, this was a little intense here for a while. You were in what we call a bottleneck. The energy was very intense, and now that you've come out of that, Yeah, you don't do well with that sensitivity when things get stressed. It can hurt you, and not only physical, and feeling emotions here, and I feel this is good. They're showing me that you should laugh, dance a little bit. I see that the person that you're going to be with in a strong relationship likes to eat out. They keep talking about this person, like taking you out on dinners, talking to you about doing stuff. I'm getting like a person that's going to be, I don't feel that you've met the person yet you're going to be stable with. I feel right now is a time for fun. They said just to enjoy the friends and, you know, let some people treat you good for a while. You were really hurt there for a while.
Yeah, by like friends and relationships.
Yeah, and the friends had to go. I'm not trying to be mean, but this is a hard situation.
No, it's okay.
I know you're a good person. I can feel the energy. The angel said that you had gotten people in, and the angels were part of what did that. Sometimes people don't understand in line of light. They are strong, and they're very big, and the angels came in, and they said, these people are not got your best interest at heart, and they just kind of cleared the path. People started to be odd to you. There was a couple times where you hadn't done nothing wrong, and they were being different. I see you crying. I see your feelings hurt. I see a little bit of the energy of going, okay, I really trusted this person, and whatever that you had talked with them about got out. I feel that they were I wouldn't say laughing at you, but they were being ornery to you. There was something here that they did that was very cold.
Yeah.
That's, and what is the guide just showing me is that they did that to do the feng shui, which means they cleared the way for you to have good friends later. You've also got a mission, not just with your spiritual life here, but you're going to end up helping people. I'm seeing like nursing. I see seeing work with helping people. You're a caregiver. You like making people feel good.
Yeah. I don't know so much a nurse, but you know, I definitely like to help people, that for sure.
Yeah, something within the realm of the healing capacity. There's a lot of different roles you can play as an intuitive, sensitive, energetic individual like you are. So hang in there.
You can
That's
do Reiki
stuff.
Or anything like that. Send, you know, you can do energy healing. You don't have to be
maybe as a hobby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, or as an avocation or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
so
thank you very much,
that answers your question.
Yeah. Just to sum it up, though, you said I'm going to have to choose between two individuals, basically.
Yeah, the angels were showing in your future that it would be, there would be two males, there would be two individuals, one who was very strong to his family and one that was a what I consider maybe not a loner, but the lone wolf. He did his own lifestyle, and they said that you would have that choice in this life and that it would be difficult for you to choose. Both of them you liked, both of them wanted to get serious with you, and I felt that you would have, you laughed, you said about, you know, it'd been familiar. They said this is a pattern of yours. You've got Gemini in your chart somewhere, so what it does is it brings you the choice of two with the twins, and they said that you will, either way you choose will be a good relationship, but there was one way would be a big strong family and building together. The other way would be well to do and you would travel.
Yeah.
So you,
it's great to have a choice, isn't it?
Decisions.
The angels love you.
At least I know whatever I do will be okay.
Sure.
Well, call back in and let us know what you did, Brittany, because we'll be all interested.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Brittany.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just go ahead and put you back on hold and let you listen to the show. Or if you wish to, you know, hang up and listen that way, you can as well. And we'll just move forward to the next caller. This one's from the 805 area code. Right, from the 805 area code. 805, you're on the air with Jethro Smith. What's your name, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary Gates from Goleta, California.
Hi,
Mary. How are you?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Jan. Oh, doing fine. Thank you.
Great. And you're back on the show on the 15th.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Yeah, we are. Have you got a question for Jethro?
I do. Jethro, hi. I appreciate you taking my call. What I'm looking for is some information to make sure that I'm headed in the right direction with my daughter. She is extremely intuitive, and but in the past couple of years, she's been in a really sort of messing around with a little bit of black magic. So I think she has kind of maybe blocked herself from her intuitiveness. And so I've been helping her by counseling her and doing healing energy on her and giving her just lots of love and compassion without judgment. And she takes a step forward, but then she takes three steps backwards. And I just want to make sure that I'm doing what I should be doing. Am I doing too much? Should I not do anything? I guess I feel a little stuck myself.
The guys are telling me that you're doing exactly what they want. You two have karma together. You're a loving mother. I'm getting a real blessing with you that not only are you guys working together, experiencing, but they keep showing me color healing, like you sitting down, putting out colors and tones around her. You are in a frustrating part right now that you two have been, you two are both, you know, not only your intuitive being pushed, but also the spirituality of trying to break through something here for both of you to go to the next level. The angels are telling me that you're very loved not only by Raphael, the angel of healing, but they're telling me you're going to do some color healing together. I do a lot of sound healing with people, and I love it. I learned color healing younger in my life, and I would sit and do the meditations and put the color. But sound healing also is something with the notes, the resonations, and I feel that those tones would help break this other energy. You also need to go cry. There's a little grief here in your heart. You know, you were very loved, and this person that passed away is still kind of there with you. They're going to stay until you feel okay.
That's my father-in-law. He passed away Saturday morning around 9 o'clock, just right when I was going to do teach a crystal healing class, and I felt his energy. I was going to cancel the class, and I felt him say, I just knew he said, no, do what you want to do and what you love. I'm there with you. So pick that up just makes me want to cry right now. Thank you.
And the love is that he also knows that you've got some other abilities too. You've been utilizing those stones, and you know the numerology. You've got the left side there, and this blessing is that you are helping a lot of people there. I see you putting together stone formulas, some working with some people, and not only healing them there, but I do see that it's going to bring a gift. I have gotten, I did this for a lady and got the lottery. I did things with numbers, because what it does is those stones resonate to different numbers. I see you sitting with them and meditating, and it's going to bring in some positive events that for you with some numbers is what they're telling me.
Oh, wow. Very thank you. Well, I used to do accounting, so I do like numbers, and I do love crystals. So, wow.
<That's>
amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent.
So hang on in there, Mary, because you're doing the right thing. So,
well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And sound baths are very good. Have you ever done a sound bath?
Yes, actually, I've been doing a little bit of studying about sound healing, and I find it really fascinating. So it's interesting you said that, Jethro, because I've got you definitely got me. Thank you.
Yes, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
nice to
there's
talk
a lot
to
that. That sounds really good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling,
Mary. Calling
me. Good luck.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
And we're going to put you on hold, Mary, and we're going to bring on our next caller. Thank you very much,
people.
And we've got area code 916 who's been waiting for about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. So, are you there, 916? What's your name and where you're from? Oh, lovely.
Diana.
What's your name?
I'm in Starbucks.
Hi, Diana.
I'm in California.
Hi, Diana. How are you
doing? I had to step in the bathroom because it's raining outside. So I'm in the bathroom, in the men's bathroom. You never know what it might feel like for me because someone's in the women's bathroom.
Be able to catch some reactions live on air if you stay in there.
Just
there might be like 50 platforms of men. What do they think when they're on the toilet? And I'll say, no, that's not mine. Okay. Well, today I've just been feeling grateful joy.
You probably think, get out of here. That's what I think. Anyway.
So have you got a question for our Jethro?
Yeah, today I've been feeling grateful joy. I don't know what for. Even tears come into my eyes of grateful joy. And like 4 o'clock in the morning, I heard that my wings were repaired, and this was the moment that I arrived. I was waiting for this moment to arrive. Now, I don't know what that means either, because I've been arriving for a year and a half. I was waiting for this moment to arrive. Okay, so my wings are repaired. I did have a whole lot of healing over the last 6 months, physical healing and clearing. So, what's next? I'm feeling grateful joy.
Diane, they're going to put you to work. The angels are saying now that you've been healed, you're going to start sharing the wealth. You have a lot of blessings around you. There's a lot of ability and love in you, and you're a healer. And now that you're just so strong. I love what they're showing me. They show me your shield. They show me your work. They show me that they're going to be pouring in this information into you every night. They'll be downloading this, and at that 444 magic time of angels are all around, the four corners are protected in the world, those strong archangels are going to be putting that light into you. They're going to be strengthening you up, and you're going to be sharing it with others. There's a lot of people waiting, I see, for you that you're going to be doing talking, working. I keep seeing you use like drums, something with, it has bells. It's beautiful. There's some musical thing that you work and you heal people, Native American. I keep seeing you like working with them. I also see you shedding stuff off. You know, you went through some things in your life that hurt and it didn't get to you. And now you're going to take on some of the scary stuff. You're going to run it off of other people. I see people coming to you scared with their eyes sad. I see you making them feel that the love you have in you is just spreading all over.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Yeah,
I do therapy.
I would really like to be out there actually doing it. And I got to help somebody today. They just needed jumper cables. Didn't even need me to jump them. And I was able to. Boy, this lady was so grateful. I had tears in my eyes because I could help somebody. So it's going to be great to be able to get out there. And instead of being on the universal level like I have been, to be on the human-to-human level. So thank you.
Brilliant.
Yeah, if you stay in that men's room, you may be able to help a couple other guys, too, while you're there.
Oh, I'm sure there's
while we're going to school, Diana.
Okay. I'll stay on the phone. Good.
Thank you very much for your call. Lovely to speak
to you
again.
Thanks for calling, Diana.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead and put your back on hold.
Yeah, and get the next call.
How are you holding up, Jethro?
Really
good.
I
want to go ahead and mention your website real quickly for the benefit of our archive listeners. What's your website?
Oh yes. To get a hold of me, my website is jethrosmith.net. Just my first and last name, .net. So JethroSmith.net.
And that's where they can get a hold of you for a more in-depth, thorough reading, right?
Yes, and please just write on there and let me know. I have a lot of people ask me what I'm trying to make friends here with the psychic community. So if you have questions or just write, I do love emails. I have a lot of individuals I put time into of writing that so people can help.
Great. Yeah. Well, we're ready for our next
Brilliant.
Caller.
Yes, please, Gary.
Our next
if you
caller
want to bring
is from
on.
The next caller is from the 705 area code. And go ahead and bring them on right now. 705, you're on the air with
Hello.
Dr. Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sandra Howie, and I'm calling
Hi, Sandra.
From Hi there. I'm calling
Hi.
From Collingwood, Ontario.
Oh.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, Jethro.
Hi.
What
was very,
your
very good.
To Jethro?
I'd just like to know what my spirit guides want me to know.
Your guides are showing me some. There's quite a bit of activity happening with you. You're fighting some kind of struggle with finances, and they show me that part of it is you're taking in some abilities, and it's going to manifest and be able to help you in that area. You also had some situations in your life go into your life that turned around and held you back a little bit or something. There's also some things you want to also get done. I feel that you're going to be you've took some lessons and now you're ready to go in, but they keep showing. Like an arm wrestler, they show me like you've got your hand out there, someone's grabbing it and they're trying to, there's like you haven't got them whammed, you haven't won the wrestling match, but you're wrestling and the ironic thing is You're wrestling with your past. You've got, they said you're going to shed all of this stuff. You were known this way, and you're a very good person. I don't see you giving up the positive qualities, but I see you're ready to, they want you to, well, we were just listening to the other call, step into your power. They're ready for you to be the stronger individual, and I feel like where you are living or what's happening, there's something keeping you a little bit back from other people. And I love Canada. I have a lot of listeners out there, up there. I just feel like they're telling me that Canada's where you're supposed to be, but there's something happening in relationship because you're in Canada's keeping you from the other links of people you're supposed to be with. But what the angels are saying is you're finding a way through it. You're doing networking, you're doing other things, and they're going to the angels are going to put, I keep feeling there's a person that you would like to have back in your life.
Huh. Well, I think the financial part, the finances is my ex is, we're going to court, or at least I think we are. So I think that's maybe the arm wrestling.
Yes.
How do you see that going?
I see you being the winner. What they said is you're going to go through the energies of it. That isn't the person you want back in your life. The person that's coming in later. But what the angels are showing me is that first you arm wrestle. Now we got to go through the scenario. And I love this. This is good for flash psychic energy. They're showing me first you wrestle, and when you win, when their hand goes down, and then you end up with some of your, I want to say your goodies and the money. This person, that this ex, as you call them, is got karma where you have to win them. You're not going to, you know what I'm talking about. This person isn't a negotiator. This person's someone you have to go, okay, you are in trouble. Don't only go to the corner, but don't take any hostages, because this person is really, really fixated on the fact of trying to, I wouldn't only say disadvantage of you, but something negative with you. The angels are telling me that you're going to go ahead and get through that with him. And I see you're also going to turn around. And then the person before was, you had someone before in your life that really treated you good, that was a friend or an acquaintance around during this marriage, and I see them back around. You have a lot of people that loved you. You could have had a lot of relationships. This ex is a goof. Because it keeps showing me that, I'm sorry, I'm being real blunt, but it's true. The angels are showing him, like, sitting there and just being, like, sometimes ornery to you, just to be ornery because he was married to you. He thought that paper gave him more entitlement or something. And they show me other people checking and looking at you, and I feel sadness. So,
Well, we weren't actually married, but he did feel entitled. Yes, that really is the truth, Jethro.
Well, there you go, Sandra.
Clicking noise. Yeah, thank you very much for your call, Sandra.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. Blessings.
I hope that helps you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
And we'll go ahead and just put you back on hold.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
I will.
You want to go ahead?
Thank you. We'll bring on area code 402. You're live on air, Jethro. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. My name is Sharon, and I'm really excited to talk to you all. Jethro, could you please tell me the name of your
Sharon.
Book again?
Living in the Psychic Realm.
Okay. I'm really excited about that book. Because you talk about what happened to you as a child as well.
Yes. And I feel with you, Sharon. I know why you are excited. I'm just going to go right into it before you even ask the question. You have a lot happening with you. You're a survivor. They're showing me with energy with you.
Right.
It's hard for sometimes people treat you different, and it's not anything you've done. You have a very good energy. You're a good person, but you've not had an easy life. There, I'm feeling tears here as a child. I'm feeling some oddness with people. I do feel that you had some people that really were harmful to you when you were growing up.
My whole life has kind of been like that. And I'm right in the middle of, you know, everything's so low. I was hoping to get direction and maybe some, you know, healing from the angels and, you know, anything good coming up.
It is, and I'll tell you part of what they're saying. They said this is going to be better for you here as we're going into this is something with your planetary astrology. Jupiter tomorrow is going right side. It's been going retrograde. Tomorrow Jupiter's going the right way it's supposed to go. Instead of retrograde, it's going right grade or grade-wise. It's headed right. This is going to change your life for you. direct. Thank you. The next couple of times, it's going to turn around with you as it's going direct, and it's going to do the couple energies for you that's going to make your life not only better, but I also see what's happened here is you. That's why you want to read my book, is not only your abilities there, but you have some energies here that you've never had someone work with you or call or what happens. So you get emotions and you get energy, and you get confused because you're getting double messages. Sometimes your guides are there, and sometimes I feel you have some energy that's trying to coach you or something there. And so you're karmically, this has been a hard energy. I feel like you do need the positives coming in, but you also do need to make sure you take care of you. You don't eat or you don't take care of yourself sometimes.
Yes, I've been going through some health issues too, and you know, the finances, everything seriously is really, really, you know, kind of bad. I only have one living child, and she is in New York, and so I miss out on time with her, and I'm very worried about her and my mother and myself and my relationship. Can you see anything there? I almost thought that first caller was parallel.
I feel that, and it's an angel day, and I'll tell you what, it works in patterns with the guides, and it is parallel, and the angels are saying that. They said that there's where your key is. We need to get you working with the strong archangels. You have some good stuff coming with Ariel, the new one going, and you know, it's like the guides are also telling me as you're going into this work, I definitely would like to send you the free abundance prayer and then get you with the angels. I lost a child. I can feel what's happening with your energy here is you're dealing with this karma in this life, and we need to get the angels to come back in with you. And right now I feel like they're in and out. And I feel with your mom's relationship, we need to pray for her. There's something going on here with the energy. She is not handling a lot of things, and she's pushing people away because she's depressed, and I think she's been mean to you. I feel like there's times she does some odd things to you. It's
yeah.
like that keeps showing. It's something.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No,
I apologize, and I also need to look in here because they said that there's something going on. I think your mom is not well. I feel like she's like they're making a joke. They said she's like the grumpy bear, and the guys are like, they said she's here, and there's for no reason she retaliates on some of them. She does love you, but yet she's really been hard on you. There's things she's done to you that are just downright mean.
Yeah, but she's kind of bedridden. I mean, it's just very frustrating. And she's sick, and she's got, you know, a broken back, and I'm fighting cancer, and I've got a broken back, and I'm trying to take care of her, and the house is falling apart, and I mean...
I feel it, Sharon, I'm going to do definitely get with me not only the prayers but the other work. I do feel you need to get in with a group of white workers with you, and not only some crystal key healing, you know, that's there from the United Kingdom, and crystal key is like Reiki healing. Reiki is a symbology. It's an ancient Chinese healing where people could put light in and work with you, do some color healing with some pink around that unconditional love to pull that the cancer from you. It's going to be able to help you. I feel the light and the energies the guides are putting in. They want you spiritually doing this. And this, I have my tears. I feel so sad. Your mom's health, you both, I can feel the aching as the guides were saying. And what I love to tell you is they're saying to let you know that they're going to work with you guys also because the men in your life are off over somewhere, and they said that you need to get some angels and light in there so you two get a little reprieve. I'm so sorry. You've got my sympathy, and you've also got my prayers and my energy because I can feel this is a karma where you're running through and handling energy. You're taking on a lot. We got to get someone else to help you. Someone's got to, you know, there's government agencies. There's a lot of, we've got to get, I know, and it ain't just your pride, but it's like we've got to get some other people in there to help. It's okay to ask for help.
Yeah, they just
and
don't want
to.
I've asked for help, and they don't want to help. So
yeah,
it's
also know
the
that
friends
there is
I
a
had
power
kind of
within.
Ran away. I'm sorry.
Also know that there is a power within you that is greater than the world, and all you need to do is think a little bit different, like, and that power will emerge, and that power will feed you and clothe you and house you and take and guide you and protect you and sustain your very existence. All you need to do is allow it.
You know, you said about the confusion and everything and picking up, that is really so true because I'm empathic and took me a long time to figure out that some of the stuff I was feeling wasn't me, you know. But now because there's so much confusion, I can't really tell. But a big
just
part
trust
of my
in that
pain,
power.
Yes,
but
take
I don't
a
know.
Step back. Take a step back and review the situation. And,
right.
and
I have,
I'm trying to, yeah, I really need your help in understanding my relationship with my boyfriend, where that is going and what's happening, because it's got me
confused.
Well,
for a further in-depth reading, you might want to get a hold of Jethro through his website and really get delve into you know, the heart of things.
So you can't give me anything on that?
Can you briefly, Jethro, are you there? Jethro?
Are you there, Jethro? Hello?
I'll tell you what. He's taken a short break, and so what we're going to do is play some beautiful healing music for everybody that feels that they need healing right now. So you can stay on the air and wait for Jethro to come back if you like, Sharon, and we'll just play this lovely song while he comes back. Okay?
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. We're all sending healing out with this song. That's the beautiful voices of Sanctus. Sorry, Libra. Libra singing Sanctus. Okay, have we got... I know, it's gorgeous, isn't it? Have we got Jethro back on? Are you there, Jethro?
Yes, I'm here.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Sharon just wanted to ask you what you can see about her boyfriend at all. Very quickly, because we've got more callers to bring on. And one has been waiting 43 minutes.
Okay, so Sharon, you want to be asked about your boyfriend and the energy, is that correct?
Right, yeah, what is happening and what's coming.
I apologize. The angels had said before, everyone, and we all kind of was talking, they said, remember, the guy was, we're back out of the way. What they show me is this person's over here, and what they're showing me with him is that he is going through some situation of his that it looks like he's trying to handle something of his, and it's gotten to where he's not making, I feel like he's not doing the right contact, or he's not coming with you. And I said that you and him are going to have a little time apart, and then I see him trying to. He's like still trying to find a way to help. There is what I feel.
You see us apart.
They said that you're going to be able. There's coming like some kind of a little bit of separation where you two are like you're doing stuff there. You're trying to handle, and he's over here. And the reason is he's trying to get like work, or he's trying to do something financially to bring something more in. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh. How about his feelings towards me?
I feel his feelings towards you is I feel that he very much cares for you. It's just not right now. What's also happening is it looks like he's pretty, I feel like he's depressed. I'm feeling like this has been overwhelming. You all need a little like a spiritual time, you know, maybe some people coming in together and help you there is what I feel. I feel like he's down. They keep saying he's feeling like he cares for you, but he's very depressed too.
Huh.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why. I don't
always
understand.
A possibility of turning that around as well. So that could always happen.
To what now? A possibility for what?
To turning that around. You know, that's that energy,
uh-huh.
Again, the power is within you. You know, that power is within
you.
And you
think the depression, well, for him, you think that depression is from money problem, what he's trying to go through, or depressed with me?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly, but...
Like the other caller said, we were supposed to be getting married. And now all of a sudden I'm not, you know.
That's what that separation, and I apologize. I know that, but to be accurate for you, that's what they're saying. They said there's going to be this time back apart, and that's what they're saying. They do say that he is, I feel he's depressed. I feel he's down, and I feel he's taking some time to go, what am I going to do? Yes, he cares for you, but I don't feel that, I feel there's going to be a time apart, is what they keep saying.
Well, thank you for your time,
so you go.
I will email
you.
Thank you
so much for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Sharon. And
we'll
good
go ahead
luck
and put your back on hold. And
yeah.
Yes, and good luck. And let you listen, continue to listen to the show. And we'll move on to the next caller, who is from the 949 area code and has been on hold for 47 minutes. 949, you're on air with Jethro Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jethro. This is Rhonda. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Aww.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hello.
Thank you for your patience.
Pardon me?
Thank you for your patience. Do you have a question for Jethro?
Listening. I feel like I'm at a crossroads in my life and in a relationship. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what the guides are saying for that crossroads. Is it just my inner angst or is it truly a crossroads?
It is a true crossroads. The angels are saying with it, Rhonda. They're telling me that it is a good choice factor. You have been you've been praying for things and wanting some situation there to happen, and that didn't come about. Something here. The guys are showing me things were supposed to, I want to say, come together for you and some individuals there. And it looks like you said Arizona, and they keep showing me that you're looking at okay. Where's something's got to come here? Something's got to change. I feel like you are you've outgrown where you are right now.
Outgrown the relationship. Yeah. Outgrown my, you know.
Outgrown. I feel like you've outgrown the relationship. The guys are telling me that the relationship you have is going. They need some things there to strengthen. You do. There's still the relationship things there, but there needs to be some things happen here. They keep showing me that what I'm feeling for you, Rhonda, is that there's other events coming into your life. And I said, as this is starting to take hold, what I'm percepting from you is that's why this crossroad. It's also the free will has stepped in. We were talking earlier, Gary and Jen were talking about how people can inside themselves turn that in, and that ability can change your life immediately. I feel that you've turned on some of those abilities. I feel your chakras and lights and also your energy is really at the point now of taking on some other work. The career, to me, they said where you are right now has got, it's, I feel like there's I, they want you to take a different way in your career.
Okay, I've been contemplating the taking the LSAT as far as a career
yeah.
goes. So, you know, I'm just, you know, thinking of that. I guess the biggest issue right now is the relationship. Is it time for me to take the step and end this relationship, or let it play out a little bit longer?
The guys are saying that it needs to be taken the step, and that's part of it. It is your relationship, and I feel like it's going to be. It's already happened for you two in some other situations, and yet you guys have another friendship kind of going. Sometimes your relationship has went a little bit awkward. I feel that you're going to take that initiative of what you really feel in your heart with it, and the guides keep telling me that this has happened before. This is what they're showing me. They said this is an energy with you that I feel the person you've got now that's there is also some other things are going on or something. They seem to be wanting, like they want to do some more strength, or they want something that is not making sense in their life. It looks like they're ready to take a jump too. You're going to do your tests, your stuff with school, your other work just to go that direction. They're going to be doing something here, and you guys' life is going to be taking that up where you can be more productive with each other.
So they see this as an ongoing relationship in some capacity.
Yeah, everyone is simply a mirror of everyone else, of everything else. So whatever you look at your partner, all the good things you see is those things that you are carrying. And the same thing with all the bad things you see. Those
mm-hmm.
things are you are also carrying. All we are mirrors to one another.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Blessings, Rhonda. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rhonda.
Rhonda,
and,
sorry.
You can always contact Jethro on his website at jethrosmith.net.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to just bring on caller 661. Are you there? 661 area code.
Hello?
Hello.
661, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's me, Jumpy. How are you, Jenny? How are you, Gary?
Hi, Jumpy.
Hi, Jumpy.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm
brilliant.
Fine.
What would
be
your what question do you have for Jethro?
Yes, actually, I've had, I feel like I'm in a crossroads in my life for a long while, and that I'm not living the life I was meant to live. And I would also like to know a little bit about my love life, which is a mess. And why people, especially from my family, from my mother's family side, I tried to kill me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. And what I feel with your energy is that it is karma. There is energy with this life was a life where you were brought in to deal with some of this other work and what I keep seeing with you when you were speaking is I see a lot of flow and energy. And as you were asking and talking about your, you know, was saying hello to everybody and the guys were putting in the energy, they said that you were dealing with this life of some other things that are going to happen for you is that you're going to be able to build those bridges. It's ironic they're trying to kill you, but it's like the guys are also telling me that the energy there looked like you guys have went through some situations that were tied up with some other emotions here. We were talking about earlier, you know, spiritually or in the word psychological, with the working with a mirror or working with our energies and how we are positive reflections. The energies are showing with you that there's a real strength here of the angel work working within the guide work here that you are going to be taking a little bit of a stand away from it. They keep showing that you're a caregiving guy. You keep trying to give these people energy, and there's something else going on too that we got to get you with the person you're supposed to be with. There's people you're supposed to be helping over here, and you keep trying to help them go, and they're like they're grumpy, or they keep wanting to be like pulling energy from you.
Yes, they insist that I have bipolar disease, and I don't. I'm always enthusiastic, and my mother wants to give me pills to calm me down, but that's the way I am. I'm a double Sagittarius with the moon in Gemini. I was born on December 31st, 1969.
with your energy, you've got all that fire and air. It's like ding, 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 wow. And it's like that's part of the other part of it, too, is that as a fast person, I'm hyper. I have also a Gemini rising. The Gemini Mercury does work so swift that it looks like part of it is they're a little jealous of that charm. Geminis are known to be fast, positive. We can be charming. We sometimes can be a little irritable when we, a little inconsistent when we get to going hyper. But what's really good about the part of you in the fire is that this is part of why this life is going in there. They're telling me that what's going to happen is I see you working outside of some of the other things too, and you, it's like the family part for you is that they're like, they said a little dabs will do with them. It's like otherwise they're trying to not only put you into medications, they're also trying to put you in the box of what they want, and you're who you are. You're a good person. You know, they show me you're very positive.
Yes, thank you. And also, I'm at a crossroads in my professional life, and I'm dealing with a very hard financial situation. And I was wondering where to go.
It's gonna go good. They tell me that your money is that you're looking at some different things of putting the ideas into a different situation. It looks like there's going to be a couple of baskets. They said you're going to put it into some different variety. I do feel that you're going to go more soluble with some things, and that's that Sagittarius looking at it, going with your gut feeling, sitting down, working with it. We were just talking about Jupiter as Sagittarius's planet. Life is going to be even better for you. I see you diversifying, doing something with your other finances, but I also see you. That's what they're a little jealous about, this family, because they're like, well, you've got this stuff, and they feel like, you know, that it should have been them or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Man.
Well, you've had a lot of health issues, haven't you, Jampi? And this should be helping you through that.
Yes, I'm HIV positive for more than 10 years. But here in Brazil, all the treatment is free. But I always look for complementary therapies, etc. For instance, because I have sleep disorders. But I'm doing fine. The big issue I'm facing is the financial stress and a feeling of loneliness, because I live in a very big city where everything is very expensive. And if you don't have money, you are lonely, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, loads of healing coming your way, Jumpy. Right, Jumpy?
Hmm?
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And it's
thank
lovely
you.
To
yes,
see
thank
you.
Thank you very much.
And
I'll go ahead and
put you in. You want to get a chance? Okay, Jumpy.
Thank you, my dear.
I'll put you,
thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and put you back on hold. Let you keep listening to the show
thanks,
if you wish.
Gary.
And
because
we'll move to our next caller, who's been on hold for 45 minutes.
Cat Gray.
Cat Gray called in from Click to Talk. Hello.
Hi,
what's your name and where are you calling from?
How are you?
We are fine, thank you. What would be the question you would have for Jethro?
I'd like to hear from my angels and guides.
Great. No problem. And I just need to get your first name and have you talk to me just for a minute to get permission from your guides to come in through.
This is Kathy.
Good. Okay. Well, I thank you, Kathy, and I'm looking what the guides are saying. The information that's coming through is they're telling me that right now there's some time. You're kind of like waiting. You're waiting for things to come through. You're taking care of your work. You have individuals that you're working around that aren't exactly your cup of tea, but you'll deal with them for now. They kind of laugh that your guides are telling me that they work with you. You do traveling. You keep going from one place to another for right now with some things you're working on, and you're putting not only healing into your work, but you're also getting a hold of someone to help your husband. Your husband, there's the husband that you have. That sounds good, the husband you have, like you got a lot of them. The man that's with you, though, your relationship that I feel you're married to, your husband is, I know, you're like, when did I go to Saudi Arabia? But I'm teasing you here. It's like the angels are showing me that your husband is there, and he's standing back kind of watching you and laughing. He keeps scratching his head, and you keep going, oh, like you're going to prove to him. It's like, it's see what we've got?
Exactly.
Okay, and I apologize. I didn't mean to marry you off and make you a monogamous person.
No,
there, monogamous.
That's
but I was
funny. That's funny. That's cute. I love it.
Yeah, we polygamous, not malignant. I could tell I'm having a day. You got me all nervous. I made myself red when I married off to more than one. I'm like, oh, my God. But the angels are saying with you, that's part of what's happening, too, is you have a guide. You said you wanted to hear from your guide. You have a guide that is like you, that they're like married to you. You have a very strong male guide. He's telling me that... you know, and I don't want to stay over the air, but I'll privately get a hold of me at JethroSmith.net, and I'll tell you his name. But he's telling me, this male guide, that he is like your husband. He protects you like that. He's with you.
Ooh,
he's right.
Because he's spiritual.
You got that going for you.
Ooh. Is he the handsome European guy with the dark hair?
Yes.
Handsome Mr. Glenn.
Well.
Yeah.
I heard I had a guide like that. Woohoo.
That's what they're showing me. And I thank you. And he is like, that's why it's like plural, because it's like, that's how he is with you. He also was in another life, and he chose to stay around this one to make sure you get through the stuff. He laughs. He said the husband you're with now is karma you're handling, but you'll be done with him and back in the Havana before you know it. It's like, he's like, that's where he's doing.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, dear.
You can't be an arrangement like that.
No, I love that one. That's a good one.
You got that going.
Well, thanks for your call, Kathy. Are you okay now? Thank you for your call.
And, yeah, thank you for your call. And I'll go ahead and put you on hold and let you continue listening to the show if you wish. And we'll move on to the next caller, from another one from the 916 area code. And 916, you're on the air with Jethro Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, thank you so much for taking my phone call. My name is Ray, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Ray. Lovely to hear you.
Hello, thank you. And so my question is more so about work. I'm over where I'm kind of done with my work. I'm like, I don't know if you want to call it overgrown. And I want to find new work, but I don't know if I should. And it's kind of like I want something different.
I'm glad you called, Ray, and I thank you for letting me be the reader to work with you, because they're telling me that you're going to be not only having the new activity, but it looks like there's some other change coming again, that you're being pulled in another direction. It isn't just the needing the change for you. The guys are telling me that your business is like a roller coaster. They're showing me here and then over here. The guys are telling me, the angels, that you're going to be traveling north from where you are, is what they're saying.
Do they know around what time? Like around ish?
They're telling me that it's going to be here in the first 2 or 3 days of July. It looks like you're going into some other work, and I do see someone's like contacting you. You've got people that have got your name on their desk. They're saying like you've got your name out there, and there's going to be someone requesting your services, is what they're saying.
Huh.
You have other...
Well, I think maybe what they're sensing is because I'm in college. I'm a broadcast major. I have my own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm applying for university, and I don't know if I'm going to get in spring of January. And it's the coast. It's in San Francisco, which is northwest of me, I guess, west, northwest. And I work in a restaurant, and I'm just worn out. I've been in the restaurant business for 8 years, and I want to – get into something where there's more steady and I'm not working for tips and paycheck to paycheck. But
yes,
I'm hesitant on doing so because I may move in late December, early January. And that's why I'm just frustrated with, with work and stuff.
Aren't we all?
Okay. Aren't we all? Absolutely.
Aren't
we all? But I would prefer something more steady than having to rely on paychecks and hoping I'd do something in the next week, or every other week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I put prayers towards you. I do see why, and I apologize if my timing was off with it. I trying to read through the radio in just a few minutes with all of us in the energy. That is part of your college going there, but it is also part of what right now it looks like you're going to have to kind of bear with this to get it through, because that it's grateful what they're saying too, is that I agree with you living from tips to tips, but it's a lot better with tips than nothing, is what they're showing me. They show me there's a lot of individuals that seems like it's odd there. It seems like there's something with the economy or something. You know,
that
it's
very
like
well
I see you struggling through,
Right. So basically, they're telling you I should just wait it out until January.
That's what I feel. I feel like you'll be looking at other places, but that's what they're showing me. They said that it looks like that, you know, this is something right now from what's happening. But I also get you looking maybe, and that's part of what they're talking about, the north, that I get you looking somewhere different from where you're working or something you're going into. They keep saying that you're going to be checking it out because I feel like you also want to have these things in your life to take off, right? They said you're going to be looking at trying to get, you know, something a little better along the way. And that's what, if you change places and location, you're still going to be doing that type of business, only it'll be a little better for you. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah, there'll be an improvement for you. Right.
Yeah.
So with that, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and we've got three callers left. So.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Thank you,
Ray. Thank you for calling,
Ray.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm sure you'll get to university. Okay, then. We'll bring the next caller on, and is that right? Area code 352.
Right.
I think it's the next one.
Hello.
Hiya. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Is that Cindy or Sandy?
Cindy.
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Have you a question for our Jethro?
I do. I've got some questions about what you see I should do as far as my residential situation and work situation. If I'll be staying here, if you see me moving.
I'm picking up from you that the guys are telling me that that where you are, you're going to be for a while there. So I would say you're going to be staying there. But I do feel that there's another change coming for what you're doing for other finances. They said you're going to pick up some extra work. You're looking at doing some extra activity.
Okay.
That's what
definitely looking for extra. And there was a business opportunity that I was supposed to be getting into here. And I thought I was going to be able to start generating some pretty nice cash flow this August or September. And that looks like it has been pushed off where we'll actually be buying the investments that will be resold not till a year from now, though. We'll be buying in August or September. So we...
Yeah, that's it.
Do you see that business opportunity still happening or am I wasting?
Okay, and I apologize, the phones are cutting out here. What I do see for you is I do see that the opportunity is going to not only be stalled there, but I do see eventually it is going to be, I'm sorry to say, completely set back. The guys are showing me that there's some other reasons that it's not only getting farther and farther back, but I see another opportunity that's going to come through for you, and the angels are saying that that's going to be very prosperous. That's going to come through around the fall. It looks like around September is what they're showing me.
Well, that's going to be worth waiting for, Cindy. But sometimes we have to do that, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the same type of opportunity with the horses, or is that something totally different?
I feel like it's going to be something actually that's going to be totally different. That's good. You know, the guys keep playing that song. A change will do you good. Because you've worked at this and you need a little break from it, even though you cannot get away from it. You're very good with animals and the horses, they keep saying. They said you're going to do some of a change for a while around it, and that's going to bring you in money for a while and also give you a break. Your work you do is very physical and mental, stressful, and you need to balance that a little bit. You need to do something that's not so physical taxing on you.
Okay.
You know?
Any idea what...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, you're cutting out there, Cindy. We've got a poor connection at the minute.
I'm sorry. Do you have any suggestions?
What I'm feeling is
what I
would say
now?
That. Yeah, what I would do is, what they're giving me the information is that they said to put in some energies right now. It's very frustrating while you're doing this, is to look at some other kind of part-time. The other people love you. I see you working with, you are working with animals, but it looks like it's canine. They show me that you're working with some individuals. You're taking care of the animals. You're working with them on some training. You're very good at training animals, where you could take in some individuals and help them work with their animals, especially their, like the animal, like the dog. I keep seeing it, like they keep saying canine. And it would make some other money for you now.
Well, that would be something a bit different to do, won't it?
Okay. That will be different. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Cindy. We're going to have
Thank
to
you,
put
Cindy.
You off
Thank
now.
Thank you
for
calling.
We have area code 818. Are you there? Where are you calling from, please? And what's your name?
Hello.
5 minutes old.
Yeah, we've got to make
hello,
it a really fast one. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hello. This is Marie, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Marie.
Hello.
What question do you have for Jethro?
I would love to know if there's any messages from my spirit guide or other loved ones on the other side.
Okay, I feel real quick and go in real fast here to do the energy. They're telling me that there is a message on the other side. You have got you've got a lot of activity going on around you right now that I feel like you have to be careful of where you, like somebody's after investments. There's something about money. They're telling me that you have it's like you've gotten something. You're trying to stretch it, or you're trying to do something with money. And they're telling me to make sure you're careful of who you're spending your money on.
Mm,
that's what they're
okay.
saying. They're saying finance. And they're also telling me that you're very much strong working with some other individuals there. You have some people that are going to work with you on working out something that's going to be very productive, but it looks like it's a lot of physical work of putting the paperwork together, getting things handled, and I see it's going to be a business that turns around and makes a lot of people happy. It looks like you're doing, it looks like something with like legal papers, something taxes. It's something. It's something. Papers. There's a lot of papers.
Could be divorce.
Is that going to make you? Well, if that makes you happy. Okay, now that's funny. See, I'm all in love with Cupid, and you're like smack him down, and I'm like, okay. You know? No, I'm kidding you. That's funny. No, I do feel there's energy there happening, and that whatever this person's warning you for. I definitely, you know, definitely get a hold of me on my site. I thank you for, you know, letting me do it as quickly, but they are telling me that this is, be careful. That maybe who you're be careful of is this divorce coming, and watch this person because they're out to get money. They're out after your finances.
Oh, be careful then. We're going to have to cut you there. So with the mention of divorce, I think that's going to be the end of the show because we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out. And thank you for your call. And thank you, Jethro,
thank
so
you.
Much. Jethro, you've been absolutely fantastic as always. And you, Gary. Thank you for being
thank
here
you.
With us. And thank you to everybody in the chat room and everybody listening in on the radio. You've co-created a fabulous energy tonight. It's been absolutely great. And so we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Next week, we've got Kelly Coulter. And we're going to play out with Everybody's Changing by Keane, because everybody is changing.
Thank you, everyone.
So,
thank you, Jethro.
Thank you,
and
Gary.
Apologies to those, we left on hold.
928, if you call in next time when Jethro's on, we'll have you first. Thank you very much. Good night. God bless.
one person.